Blog Talk Radio.
The enemy came up against your home. The enemy came up against your children. The enemy came up against your name. The enemy came up against your character. You will win, win. You will win, win. The enemy came up against your health. The enemy came up against your finance. The enemy came up against your vision. The enemy came up against your business. You will win. Oh, you will win. Yes, you will.
Somebody up in here tonight, that there is something on the inside of you.
said everything attached to you wins. Can you point to your neighbor and tell them everything attached to you wins? Come on, that's it, tell them everything attached to you wins. Now just tell them, say it's your winning season.
It's your winning
season.
You've
got God to carry you. You've got God to carry you. That's what He's gonna do tonight. Cause you can't afford to lose again. You can't afford to lose again. Oh, it's your winning season. Last time, everything attached to me. This is what I need you to do, because I realize that you can't say you are a winner but look defeated. I need you to get up out of your seat and high five 10 people across this room. Don't just stay at your rope, tell them across the room that you will win. Come on, high five 10 people and tell them you will win. You will win. God don't birth failures. God don't call you defeated. You are.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. First of all, I'm God is the head of my life. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Worldwide Gospel Connection. I'm your host, Apostle Kashima Douglas. Remember, you can call in at 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak, or if you need prayer. The scripture this morning is 1 John 2:28. And now, dear children, continue in Him, so that when He appears, we may be confident and unashamed before Him at His coming. 1 John 2:28 says, and now, dear children, continue in Him, so that when He appears, we may be confident and unashamed before Him at His coming. Father, I want you to have your way on this morning. The floor is yours, Father God. We are your vessels, and we're here to surrender to you. Continue to cover us and guide us in the right direction. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Definitely want to give a shout out to all the countries of this millennium, the United States, Paris, Japan, South Korea, India, Ireland, Portugal, Jamaica, Italy, Romania, Thailand, Hungary, who we just picked up, Canada, Brazil, Ghana, Nigeria, Kenya, Zimbabwe, South Africa, China, Hong Kong, Germany, Bulgaria, Russia, Mexico, and the United Kingdom. Thank you guys for tuning in on a regular basis. We know that you can't openly praise God, excuse me, like we can, but we're on this side of the world praying and interceding for you. You're not by yourself. Remember, that's the first thing that anyone wants you to think. But I'm here to tell you, we're here to tell you, you're not by yourself. Excuse me, hold on to God's love and hands. Remember, nowhere in the Bible says it's going to be easy, but it does say to have a faith size of a mustard seed can move mountains. Remember, that's just a dot. Don't give up. somebody's dependent on you. You are needed. Do you hear me? You are needed here. Yes, you're going through hell and high water. I understand. Trust me. But victory belongs to the Lord. He has you. Remember the scripture said the weapon may form, but it will not prosper. Yes, you got to go through. Yes, you have to understand you're going through. That's what it's so good about it. You're going through the storm. You're not staying in the storm. You're human. You're going to get weary. We all do. Talk about me, so you stay saved. But we all get weary sometimes. But what's so good about it is that you should have a relationship with the Lord for yourself. The intimate relationship with just you and him. You call it on his name because you need him. You call it on his name to show you where you need to be and how you need to do it. You call it on his name to guide you in the right direction. No. It's okay. This is a no judgment zone. I'm not on here to judge you, but I am on here to encourage and inspire you and to let you know that you are stronger than what you think. You're a daughter of a king. Imagine that. He knew you before he formed you in your mother's womb. He knew what he wanted you to be. He already knew. We're going to go to a quick commercial break. Then we'll be right back. Remember the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak or if you need prayer.
Posture before you.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. I'm not going to be before you long, but I just want to leave a little something for you. Where is your faith? When the storm comes, do you get weary and forget who you are? Mark 4 in verse 37. A fierce squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat, so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him up and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" He got up and rebuked the wind and said to the waves, "Quiet, peace be still." Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. Hear me. And it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" They was terrified and asked each other, "Who is this? Even the winds and waves obey him." Who are you trusting in your storm? If I can put a little title on this. Who are you truly trusting in your storm? Are you focused on what man saying, "I got you, I'm there, don't worry about it, 10 toes down, we in this together"? Are you going to the King of Kings and Lords of Lords and know that you're fully covered? See, again, like I said, we all go through storms, we all go through warfare. That's life. But it's the idea when you're going through the storms and the warfare, are you trusting and believing God? Jesus is sleeping in the boat. You heard the scripture. He's not naive to what's going on. He's just resting. He's not naive to them being weary and getting upset. He's just resting. When are you completely surrendering to God? When are you just saying, "God, I trust you"? Yes, we look and see things going on like yesterday here in Houston. The storm was horrible yesterday. Rain and flooding, wind blowing. Did you stand firm? Or did you rock with the trees, the leaves on the trees? Was you firm and rooted and knew that God got you? Or were you shaking and rocking with leaves? See, God already knows what you're going to do. But what you need to understand, you need to line up and know who you are so you know what to do when the storm approaches. Remember, the enemy is crafty. He knows what you like. He knows what you don't like. He already seen your future. He knows what you're capable of when you finally find out who you are. So he sends the storms and the roadblocks and the people that say they got you and the people that say they're praying for you and they're covering you. If you need me, call you. Oh, how many times we've heard that? I'm going to talk about Kashima so you can stay saved and sit in the church, as the chief says. How many times people have told you they got you during the, when you're going into your storm or when your storm comes, they disappear? I wait. Yeah, it's a lot of people, including family. But see, what's so good about this scripture is that he was talking to everybody, not just one specific person. See, they can fake it all day long, saying that they got it together or they're not worried, "I'm good, I don't need that, I'm good," when actually they are crying on the inside. See, this is why you must forgive those that hurt you, because you started carrying on the pain and the being angry with them when they even forgot what they did or have no idea what they done. So you still under that storm. You still under that cloud because you haven't let go. God got you. That check you can take to the bank in cash. It won't decline. You can cash that. You won't get overdraft. you won't get not enough funds in the account, that check will cash. But are you writing the correct check? Are you writing the weary check? See, we all speak things in the atmosphere, but you still have to be mindful of what you speak. You still have to stand firm on the word of God. Even though the storm is here, even though you're going through the storm, that's why it's very important to keep your armor on at all times. Do not take it off, even in your sleep. Keep the armor on. Shine it up, wipe it down, clean it up. I say this all the time, the helmet of salvation is so desperately needed in this walk when you're a Christian. Remember, they talked about Jesus Christ, but he still had a job to do, and he did it. They talked about him. They threw things at him. They stabbed him. They laughed, but he still got on that cross, my God, and hung and bled just for you and I. People can't even depend on you to come to support them at church or at events. Or just support them, period. A phone call can mean a lot to somebody that's going through. Even the strong get weary, they need encouragement. We might not say it all the time because I'm one of the strong friends. Have no idea what goes on in my mind. People have no idea what I have to deal with. But do I pour that all over them? No. My shoulders are strong. I'm not saying I'm perfect. Absolutely not. I get weary. But I go on the Lord and talk to him and give it to him because I know he's listening and I know he's going to take care of it. But these other folks, be mindful of who you talk to because when the storm comes, they're going to get just like the disciples. What to do, where to go, how to do it, what to say. And all you got to do is call on the name of the Lord, and he'll take care of it. He'll fix it immediately. It's like he did with the woman with the issue of blood. Immediately she was healed. He knew something left from her. From him, excuse me. He knew. He felt it. Spiritual issues is real, people. Hello? Spiritual issues is real. You may not think, little, you don't have power, little, you don't have anything people want. Yes, they do. That's why they don't like you. Yes, they do. They want you to be like the disciples on the boat, weary and not knowing what to do. They want you to be like them. They don't want you to be calm and trust God 100%. No. They're shooting darts at you. They're shooting slugs at you to get you off your game. No. Get positioned and stay in place. It's necessary in the season. It's needed in the season. All these seasonal people, be mindful of those as well. They're wolves in sheep clothing. And they're not here to encourage you. They're here to suck the anointing out of you. Because they see who you are. That's why the attitude comes up. That's why the disrespect comes up. That's why the talking behind your back comes up. But as long as you're on the boat with Jesus, you good. As long as you know that he is the Alpha and Omega, that he got you 100%, you don't have to worry about that. Like I said earlier, that check you can take to the bank in Canada. You don't have to question his loyalty, but sometimes he questions yours. You want God to be able to say peace to be still, but what are you doing for the peace to be still in the process? Ask yourself, what are you doing? Are you reading? Are you studying? Are you fasting? Are you praying? Are you speaking things in the atmosphere? You can't be a generation breaker in your family. You're not doing nothing. You want your children to do better than you. Show them, teach them, talk to them, pray with them. If they don't hear you, you got to say, still pray for them. My grandmother called each one of her children's name. Every day when she prayed. Grandchildren too. Every day. I know because I was there. Some didn't talk. to her and son David, but she still prayed and interceded for her children. When was the last time you prayed to God? When was the last time you just sat down and talked to him like I'm talking to you? There's no certain way you have to talk to the Lord. But respectfully, yes. You don't have to speak in tongues. You don't have to know all six books of the Bible. I say this all the time. He wants your heart. The intimate relationship with you and the Lord is what's needed. Look on the news, what's going on. Look out your window, what's going on. Something is happening daily. Hell enlarged daily. Girl is ready to suck people in. So much is going on in the world, people of God. If they let you down, okay, don't worry about that. Try something else. If they don't have your back, okay, don't worry about that. Move a different way. Yeah, it might hurt, but it'll be okay. You'll get over it. Stop focusing on the storm. Remember, the Lord said, quiet to the storm, and the storm was still. You have authority in your mouth. There's power in your tongue. There's nothing wrong with going and asking other people to pray for you. Absolutely not. But you can pray for yourself. You can intercede for yourself. You can lay hands for yourself and tell the storm to move around. I say this all the time. I don't have time for your statement anymore. I did it long enough when I was in the street club and partying and doing whatever I wanted to do. I'm in position. My armor is on. My sword is in my hand. My shoes is on my feet. My breastplate is on. My belt is on. My helmet is on. I'm ready. Not saying it's easy. Absolutely not. Not saying I don't get tired. Nope. But I know I have a job to do as a woman of God, as a daughter of a king, as an apostle, as a pastor of a church. I have a job to do. See, one thing about the Shema, if I say I love you, I'm going to show you. Until you show me something different. And then I back off. I said pray for you. Absolutely. But we would never be the same once you cross that line and I see the real you. See, people got stuff to say about the Shema, yeah, okay. That never been my concern. So you have something to say to me, you knock on my door, pick up my phone, pick up your phone and call me. A lot of people are not serious. It's a bunch of cowards out there. Yeah. But what you need to understand is God got you when nobody else does. Remember the word said, he will never leave you nor forsake you. He's always been right there on your side. He's always been right there waiting on you to open your arms. He's always been right there waiting for you to say, hey, I'm done, but I didn't work. I need you. The overcoming scriptures 10 and 9 states, Romans 10 and 9 states, if you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be. Again, Romans 10 and 9 states, if you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Focus on your relationship with the Lord and get yourself together so you can help the next person get themselves together. I've been talking about this birthing time for months. Midwives are in position. Take the arrogance out of the way, woman of God, a man of God. It's not about you. It's about God. It's not about you. It's about God. It's time for kingdom building. It's time to be lined up with the word of God. It's time to understand that this is real war. Spiritually, it's crazy. And naturally, now it is as well. The enemy's got a rampage and he is everywhere. Remember, his job is to kill, steal, and destroy. You don't think he won't do all of those things to you and what you love? He's doing it now. Killing people. Destroying them. Stealing their lives. That's homeboy's job. But this word, this Bible, is your weapon. The armor is your covering. God got you when you have your weapon and your armor on. He got you when you don't. But when you have your armor and your Bible and their word in your heart, not just in the paper, but in your heart, he sees your determination. So he would definitely stand up and say, quiet, peace, be still. So what would you do last night? God forgave you. This is a no judgment. I'm not on here to judge you. I can't judge you. Half of the stuff I did, no, I wish I would. But I know if he did it for Kashima, he did it for Kashima, I'm talking about me, he can definitely do it for you. So the boat is rocky. Your life is up and down. You got this going on, that going on. You're shaking, you're weary, you're getting upset, you're getting mad, you're getting angry. All that lines up with everything. Get to yourself. Start spending some time with yourself and talking to the Lord. Or listen to your favorite gospel song. Or read your Bible. You know, they got the Bible apps now. You can listen to the word that way as well. Soak that in your mind and in your heart. And watch what God do for you. I'm going to leave you these three keys. Get you a Bible. Read it's King James, the NIV, get you a Bible. Find your church home. Whether you go online or go in, find your church home. But remember, you can definitely join us at 6705 HAIGHT Street, Houston, Texas, 77028 at 1130 every Sunday. And three, make sure the man and woman of God that you're under is walking and preaching the same thing. Now, this is critical when you surrender your life. You say, Lord, I need you. I surrender. Welcome. Now, the life of hard rocks is going to kick in. The enemy is going to get busy because you just left his team. You're on the Lord's side now. So things are going to get crazy. Get ready. You have people on this side of the world that's praying and interceding for you. Remember, you can always text us at 346-419-2529. 346-419-2529. And say, Apostle, I need your prayers. I need you to see. I'm going through so much. I don't know what to do, which way to go. If you want to bless all, text me. It is free. We'll mail it to you. If you're in Houston, we will meet you and pray with you. This is about kingdom business, kingdom building, reaching somebody that others won't go to and talk to them. Letting that person know that God loves them in spite of what they've been through. That God is always right there. Hold your head up, woman of God. God already got the storm. He already told the storm to be still. Wipe yourself off. Hold your head up. Adjust your crown. And keep pushing through. Hope you guys have a blessed, phenomenal day. May that the Lord loves you. And that we always a call away. Don't give up. Because somebody's depending on you. Don't give up, because you are needed.
He saw the best in me when everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight that he saw the best in me. I guess I'm the only one that got this testimony. When everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time I said he saw the best in me. When everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one. Hey!
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me, yeah.
Everyone else
can only see.
Can only see the worst in me.
Does anybody have that testimony? When Trump walks you off, said you would never make it, what did he see?
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me, yeah.
When everyone else can only see the worst in me.
Can I tell y'all one more thing? I just need to tell you one more thing. Listen to this. See, he's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I feel. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? See, he is mine, and I am. Said it doesn't matter what I did. See, he only sees me for who I am.
Help me sing it.
Yeah, girl.
Said that
he is mine. He's mine.
I'm his.
I'm
his. Said it doesn't matter what
I did. It doesn't matter what I did.
He only sees me for who I am. Amount to anything. Said that you would never end up being anywhere. But Myron, tell him one more time. What did he see?
He saw the best.
When mama said you would never be nothing. When aunties and uncles said that you would never amount to anything. When daddy didn't come home anymore. He didn't look at you and say that you weren't going to make it. God looked at you and what did he see? What did he see?
He saw the best.
Is there anybody here tonight that's so very thankful that God did not write you off, that he did not throw you away, that he picked you up?
He saw the best.
I said, what did he see?
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 The best.
sing the verse one time. Listen to this, y'all. I love this. I love this. See, he's mine, and I'm his. It doesn't matter what I did, but he only sees me who I am. Ooh, Lord, yeah. He's mine and I am his. It doesn't matter what I did, he only sees me who I am. Sing it one time, we're going to go past it. He is mine, oh, oh, oh.
He's mine and I am
his. Ooh,
it doesn't matter what I did.
He only sees me for who I am.
He only sees me for who I am.
And the reason why he sees me for who I am, because he created me in his image and his likeness. He's mine.
He's mine.
I am his.
And I'm
it doesn't matter what I need.
It doesn't matter what I see.
He only sees.